You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey everyone, I am so excited because I have Shello D. Collier on the line, and she is the founder of Black Women Invest. And so you already know what we're going to be talking about, but how are you doing today, Shello?
I'm doing great, and I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for coming. So let's just hop right in for the audience. Black Women Invest, let's start at the origin story. Why did you decide that you wanted to start this initiative in this company, and why is it important for people to pay attention to?
So Black Women Invest started after I had an interesting experience at work. I actually got laid off at my dream job, and it was a big wake-up call for me. I realized that, one, I was very dependent on the income. And I also realized that I never wanted to be in that position again where someone basically told me where my money was going to come from. And it was tough because at the time I was working in a position where I got to help people learn about real estate investing and help them to build their portfolio. So it was an exciting career and I was very happy about it. I got to travel with the company. But it was tough because despite me understanding all these things and being in the field, I myself was still very much dependent on this company providing me with a paycheck. And I wasn't yet free financially. So after that whole experience happened, that same week is when I decided to look for other people who were in a similar space. I wanted to find other people who were in the investing space, who were seeking more. And I was just looking for it. And that's what inspired me to start it. It's funny because when I started looking online for different groups, I kept finding a lot of groups that were focused on saving and budgeting. But my question was, well, you know, like, what about the rest of us who are past that stage or who want to learn how to multiply their money? And so that's where this whole thing kind of started. It started from, I guess some would say a tragedy or whatever, but it was an opportunity for me nevertheless.
Gotcha. So it came out of necessity, pretty much it sounds like, where you were laid off from your dream job and you're like, well, I never didn't have a paycheck before. Like, what does this look like? And so you decided to start Black Women Invest because you saw that, you know, it was just saving and budgeting resources out there and nothing for investing. So with that being said, so now that we've caught up on your story, when you thought about investing, what made you decide that Black women were going to be your target market?
I decided that because I am a Black woman. And, you know, during my time at my previous role, I got a chance to travel and see a lot of people that were in the rooms were not anyone who really looked like me, right? So a majority of people who were seeking that investment education were just, but for really, as we know, you know, white men, older people, people who had just a completely different story than me. And I found myself kind of helping those type of people and wondering at the same time, where are my people? Where are the people who look like me? Where are the Black women who share this interest? So it was a no-brainer for me to target this. And in all honesty, when it started, this community was really formed so that I can create, so I can make friends, basically. I was looking for, I was just looking for friends, and it ended up developing into where it is now, into a full out business.
That is awesome. And yes, we are always looking for community. And especially as Black people, it doesn't matter where you go. If we see another person that looks like us, we're like, we gravitate over to them. So I can definitely see that. And I know in my journey as well, you know, I was reading like the Kiplinger Personal Finance, Money Magazine, all these blogs and podcasts, and nothing was really aimed at people that look like me. You know, you can kind of tell from the different conversations and the pictures in the magazine who it was really aimed at. And so I'm glad that you saw that gap and decided to step into that because it's very much needed. Now, when we think about Black Women Invest, what are some things that you go over or what are some topics that you cover with your community?
Yeah. So we talk about investing as a whole. So stock market investing, real estate investing, retirement planning is a big one. I do believe that that's something that us as a community needs to speak about a little bit more often, because unfortunately, people just aren't retiring. And Black women specifically are retiring at an even lower rate than others, right? So we talk about retirement planning and what that looks like. We have different programs that are set up so that people can jump right in and basically learn and develop in their skills at any stage that they're in.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So when I go visit the Black Women Invest website, which I'll do after this, when I go visit the website, what is it that you want me to take away from all of this? So like, let's say somebody's listening and they're like, you know, I'm right there with you, Shello. I already know budgeting, I already know savings. I have savings. I'm ready to step into investing. What is the first thing that you recommend people do?
Well, okay. So I recommend two things, right? But the very first thing was probably become a member. So we have in-person chapter meetings that happen all the time in different cities. And then we also have an online membership so that people can take advantage of the resources that are available there. So I would recommend that people join the community. And that's particularly important because you don't want to just learn on your own. It's easy to fall behind or, you know, just like start a course and then you just kind of be like, okay, I'm going to get to it. And then you never get to it. Like life gets in the way, essentially. And so a way to avoid that from happening is becoming a member of the community and actually making friends and connecting. So we have some really great, thriving chapters throughout the country. So I would say that's the first thing. And then the second thing I would say is to seek some investment knowledge. So really assessing, where are you right now? What do you want to learn? Where do you want to be? And kind of asking yourself these types of questions. And then hopefully deciding from there which route makes the most sense. So that is what I would say is the second step for you. We have like a conference coming up, for example. We have international real estate tours that we offer. We also have courses and programs. So it can feel a little bit, you know, like overwhelming potentially. But I think when you do that reflection, you'll figure out, you know, what's the best next step. And that next step should be education focused.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So you have different chapters all over the country. If someone's listening and they're like, well, I want to see if there's a chapter close to me, do you have an option for that on the website?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can go to blackwomeninvest.com/chapters, but on the homepage, you'll also see an option where it says become a member. And we list out where the current locations are. So you can take a look there. And then even if someone is listening and they want to join, but there is nothing nearby, you can still join the online membership and get the same benefits. The only difference is that you're not meeting in person, but you still have you still have access to different resources. You'll still be able to meet virtually a few times a month and still be able to make connections and make friends. It's just that you're not physically meeting.
Yeah. And that makes complete sense. You know, it's so crazy how just having that extra layer of support and accountability can make a huge difference. You know, we see it with the Weight Watchers groups and other types of groups that pop up where once you have that group, that team, that sisterhood with you, you're able to stick to your goals a little better. So I just want to ask another question really quick, because my brain is going as we're talking through this. If we have people at different investing levels, would there be room for them as well? So like, let's say, for instance, somebody's listening and they're like, okay, I know the basics of investing. Is this just going to be beginner level or is there an advanced option? I just want to make sure that we're clear on who we're talking to.
Yeah. So within our chapters, we have people of all stages that join. And so all of our chapter meetings are really catered to accommodate just about everyone. So for example, when we meet with the chapters, we have different professionals that come in and we have a specific topic every single month. And amongst those conversations, you'll find that these financial professionals that speak, they'll have like a variety of resources available for basically any level that you're at. So we make sure that within our conversations, we are addressing everyone in the room. And even within the programs that we have within BWI, online, you'll see that we have different programs in place, and you'll be able to kind of see where you are based on, basically you'll be able to go onto the site and see where you are and make a decision as to which one really fits you. So there are a lot of people who join and they have that foundation. And so maybe the first level of training is not for you, but at the end of the day, you can take the next thing, right? You can join the conference, or you can participate in our upcoming mastermind. And then you can also, of course, join the chapter. So there's really a place for everyone.
Yes. And I love all these different touch points. I mean, you've mentioned the communities, you've mentioned the online and in person, you've mentioned the masterminds, like all of these different things are awesome for people that are just starting off and investing, and those that are already seasoned, just to have some community around them. So I love this initiative and what you're doing. Now, let's get into the business side just for a little bit, because there might be someone listening like, I really have this cool idea that I need to put out there, and I know there will be a community for this. So I want to just briefly hit on how you started this community. What did that process look like? Like, were you on Facebook just like searching for the different things, or did you already have a community of like-minded individuals like you? How did that start when you first built the community?
Yeah. So when I first built it, I was searching on Facebook. At the time, Facebook groups were pretty popular. And so I really sought after, like, I really used that platform to seek after people who were in the same space. So that's where I started it as well. So I started off as a Facebook community, and it was free. It is still free, and we still run it. That's where our primary touch point is with a lot of the members. And, you know, transitioning from, so one of the things that we're working on right now is we're transitioning from Facebook into a different platform to help accommodate mm-hmm. people who are not on Facebook, and to really help people to focus and also be able to keep track of everything that's happening in one place. So initially, like on the business side, I always tell people, you don't need any fancy tech. You don't need to pay for anything just yet until you start making money. So I was the person who used everything that was free, that was available. so for any of the entrepreneurs on here thinking about how do they start their community, targeting people on Facebook would probably be the very best thing, because it is a free community that you can start. And then you can, you know, grab all the extra free tools to cultivate it.
I love that. I love that. So thank you so much, Shella, for coming on the podcast today and talking about Black Women Invest, because I believe that is something that's important. And I'm sure the audience does too. Now, if people were interested, I know you said it before, but let's go ahead and say it again. If people were interested in finding out more about this initiative or about you, where could they find you?
Yeah, you can find us on blackwomeninvest.com. Or you can join our Facebook group, and it is Black Women Invest on Facebook. And you can also follow us on Instagram, BlackWomenInvest_. And that would be the primary ways to get connected.
That is so awesome. So I will make sure I have all of those links in the show notes for you. If you are listening and doing something else, don't worry. Just hit those show notes and I'll have those for you. So thank you so much, Shella, again for coming on. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.